We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show is on your radio now. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be with you again. Rob and Diesel with you here on ESPN Upstate 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and all around the world on the radio.com app. Grab that app. You can listen to the Upstate around the clock anywhere you have an internet connection. And, of course, on top of that, you can use the Radio Rewind feature to listen to our local programming up to 24 hours after it airs. So if you miss a moment of Offsides with Lonzo and Mark Ryan, if you miss a second of the Rob Brown Show with me and Diesel, you can go back, pull up the Radio Rewind feature, listen to all 3 or 4 hours of the show, respectively, on the Radio Rewind feature. Plus, go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com. Every day it's updated with the news content that impacts you as a sports fan here in the Upstate. And, of course, our podcast section is there as well. You can go to the podcasting section and you can pull up all hours of our local programming. Everyone comes with a description of what was talked about in that hour, so you can listen to them at your leisure. That's what we're here for, to make your life better. That is at ESPNUpstate.com. Lot that we have talked about so far on the broadcast today. Back in the first hour, we talked a little bit more about Hugh Freeze because my man Mark Ryan is getting blowed up on Twitter right now, and I'll bring that back up here in just a minute. Of course, we've also got our college football picks in the bag for the weekend. We'll start talking some NFL here in just a moment as well. But before we do any of that, I have to ask you guys the question, how in the world do y'all put up with the quantity of leaves that are on the ground? And I know people that are from here and have lived here are like, whoa, that's just how it is, Rob. But you know, look, I come from a place where it's all pine trees. I lived in a neighborhood of evergreens, man. The trees were always green where I'm from because they were all pine needles and palm trees. Here, I walked outside this morning, and as I'm walking through, I've got there's a little common ground in the area between my building and the next, and down at the bottom of that little common valley is a little retention pond. It's not much, but it's big enough. We got some geese that come down and swim around in there and whatnot and feed around there. I walk down there, and every morning before I get done or before I start my finishing touches on the show, I take a little walk outside of the common area, get a little fresh air in the lungs before we start, you know, go look at the geese, whatever. And as I walk out there, I am shuffling through piles of leaves that are like up over my shin bone, which yeah, maybe that's not all that much, except our lawn maintenance guys were here yesterday and cleaned it all up. Yesterday afternoon, when I got done with the show, the common area outside was green grass. Today, it's shin high leaves. How do y'all do it? I don't understand. I don't get it. I walked out there, and this was my favorite interaction of the day. There's a girl that lives, I guess, in the building across the way from me, who's about my age. And I walk down there, and she's kind of standing at the edge of the pond, and there's like a little swingy, what do you call it? Little swing bench down there. And I'm walking down that way, and she's just kind of hanging out. And I'm like, dude, how do you guys deal with all these leaves? I don't understand it. I said, the yard guys picked it up yesterday, and they're still like this. I'm like, what would happen if y'all's yard guys didn't show up? And she doesn't even look at me. She's like looking at the pond, and she goes,
there'd be twice as many leaves.
All right. Good talk. Glad we had it. Thanks. Nice to meet you. Have a lovely day. Yeah. Phenomenal stuff. Anyway, lessons of the new guy to the upstate. Y'all, too many leaves. That's it. That's all I got for you. All right. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so that it filters through to Diesel and I. You can tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, and at ESPN Upstate if you want to reach everybody on staff at ESPN Upstate is the handle to use. All right, a lot of stuff that we have been talking about, we'll continue to talk about. We told you about college football in the last hour. We got our NFL schedule coming up here in week 11. A couple of breaking news stories out of the National Football League. Gonna be an interesting one as the New Orleans Saints, who take on NFC South rivals, the Atlanta Falcons. We've got the Jameis Winston. It was thought was going to be the starter for the New Orleans Saints this weekend. Instead, it will be Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill getting the nod for the Saints. Almost a Wildcat-style quarterback who can throw, but this will be the first time that we see Taysom Hill with any level of sustained time under center for the offense of the New Orleans Saints. I'm kind of intrigued to see how this is going to play out for the Saints. Last night, we saw Greg Olsen in that Monday night game. The Seahawks got the better of the Cardinals in a game that came down to the final couple of snaps. Kyler Murray and company had an opportunity to tie the game up with about a buck 45, but ultimately, Carlos Dunlap, the Florida Gator man, would get the sack on fourth down to end that game. But a bigger loss for the Seahawks as Greg Olsen appears to be done for the season. He was carted off late last night. A thought of a ruptured fascia in his left foot. He went down in obvious pain, a no-contact injury with about 11 and a half minutes left in the fourth quarter. Was helped off the field, could put no weight on that leg, was led into the medical tent, was eventually ruled out for the rest of the game, carted to the back. Pete Carroll said, quote, he has a fascia tear injury and that he's had before in his other foot. He knows exactly what it is. Sometimes when it ruptures like it did, we think it's the best thing for a quick recovery. So we'll see what happens and wish him the best, and hopefully he can make it back. The fact that he's already had this before really helps him understanding what's coming up. No commitment as to whether or not Greg Olsen would make it back for Seattle. That would be a big, big loss for the Seattle Seahawks, who have relied on him really deep down in opponent territory. Now, that being said, as far as the schedule goes, we already saw last night Seattle put away the Cardinals 28-21, take sole possession of a very competitive NFC West. Over in Sunday's action, we start at 1 o'clock when the Eagles will take on the Browns. That one, I got to tell you, I like Cleveland. I like Cleveland. Now, obviously, we know that they're going to be fighting uphill this weekend. Myles Garrett out this weekend. Their best defensive player is on the reserve COVID-19 list as of yesterday. This is a Browns team who only have three losses, and they're not bad L's. They lost in week one to the Ravens, lost to the Steelers a couple of weeks ago, and their only other L comes to the schizophrenic Raiders, a team that some days look like they are genuine competitors and other days look like they shouldn't even be in the league. Lost a 10-point game, turned around, righted the ship against the Texans. Now they've got the Eagles coming into town. Of course, Philadelphia right now sitting at 3-5. Looking down what they have done this year, it's really not all that impressive for the Philadelphia Eagles out of the NL least. Their only positive results so far were that barn burner against the 49ers team that started getting banged up. And then their other two games that are wins come out of the NFC East. They got a win by 1 point over the Giants, and they beat up a depleted and Prescottless Cowboys as well. I like Cleveland in that game. I don't have the spreads in front of me, but I know that they are not. I know that they're not crazy favorites. I think I like Cleveland to cover that one up. I like them to cover that one up. So we'll see what C-Town can do. But I told y'all at the beginning of the year, I have bought into Cleveland. Atlanta's at New Orleans. This game's at 1 o'clock. There are rumors floating around that it might get flexed into the Sunday night spot or into a game of the week spot, because you got Dallas, Minnesota as your late game on Fox. You got the Jets and the Chargers at 4:05. So this one might get moved, but they haven't made that decision yet. And I suspect that they will not. That one's another 1 o'clock game. Atlanta taking on New Orleans. Taysom Hill, as we mentioned, getting the nod. Good news for him is that this is about the worst defensive backfield that they are going to be squared off with in Atlanta. Three of their four starting defensive backs are giving up like plus 68% completion percentage when they are one-on-one coverage on the outside. So, you know, the Saints are going to be running a lot of coverages to the outside, a lot of routes to the outside to force that one-on-one coverage. We'll see how Taysom Hill can handle it. Cincinnati is at the Washington football team this weekend. I like Joey B, Burrow, and the Bengals over the football team in this one. Washington keeps showing these glimpses of something. They showed it against the Lions. They showed it against the Giants. They got the win over the Cowboys. But they haven't really been able to turn the corner. I don't think, unfortunately for them, this is their week, as well as Joe Burrow's been playing. Give me the Bengals over the football team. Detroit will be visiting Carolina. Look, this is a game that two weeks ago, I probably would have picked Carolina, but it's a tough one to pick. This Detroit team has been showing a lot of grit in close games. They are 4-5, wins over the Jags, the Falcons. They took a big L to the Colts. They turned around and fell to the Vikings, righted the ship against the football team, and they've been trading dubs and L's two at a time pretty much all season long. Carolina without Christian McCaffrey, we don't know the shape that Teddy Bridgewater is in. Is he fully healthy? If Teddy BH2O isn't full tilt this weekend, and I don't think he's going to be, I like Detroit on the road at Carolina. Pittsburgh is at Jacksonville. Should be an easy one for the Steelers. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a trash heap right now. Tennessee's at Baltimore. This one's really interesting because this Baltimore team, granted the weather had a lot to do with it, but last weekend when it came down to pressure time against the New England Patriots, a team that is not the Patriots teams of old, Baltimore could not get it done. Again, it was raining sideways in that game. It was never going to be their best game, but they were not able to get it done in crunch time. Tennessee knows how to win those gut-out games. They've had a few that have not gone their way, but again, L's to the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Colts, and that's it for the 6-3 Titans. I like the Titans to upset the Ravens on the road in this one. Wrapping up our 1 o'clock games, New England is at Houston. Again, New England, not the same team that they have been in the past. Not Cam Newton's best year of work so far, but they are improving, and I don't think you can count them out. Houston, on the other hand, you know, they got themselves their new interim coach there. We thought that that would point him in the right direction. They got the win over the Jags by two, but they turned around and really never got anything going against the Browns. They took the Browns' worst shot and could not stand up. I actually like New England on the road over Houston. All right, we'll go ahead and run to a break. When we come back, we got five more games to get through. Miami is at Denver, New York at LA, Green Bay at Indy, Dallas at Minnesota, Kansas City at Vegas. We'll break those five games down, and then one more time I'll run you through my thoughts on Hugh Freeze after Mark Ryan got the hell beat out of him on Twitter. I'll address that coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Thanks for hanging out with us. Robin Diesel with you here on a Friday afternoon. Running through your NFL slate, giving you my picks for the weekend. Let's go 4 o'clock games. Your 4:05 game, Miami is at Denver. Tua Tagovailoa, my man, stepping in and going big time. You know, I had big time questions about him replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick because I thought Fitzy had been playing pretty well, working that Fitz magic up until that point. But the Fins undefeated since Tua has taken over in some pretty good wins. They had a beat-up 49ers team, and they beat up that 49ers team. Shut out the Jets. Got a big win over the Rams. They knocked off the Cardinals on the road and finished off the Chargers. This Dolphins team, all of a sudden, 6-3, second in the AFC East. And I got to tell you, I think maybe an inside track to really threaten the Bills. Bills and Dolphins fans have been waiting a hot minute for this season to come, and they are making the Patriots play for it. I love watching Tua Tagovailoa play. I mean, the dude is just fun to watch play. He's not, to me, not quite as electric as a Russell Wilson, but he's also a handful of years younger, and he's just getting his feet underneath him. I love this Dolphins team. You better believe I'll be sitting on the couch for that one. The Jets at the Chargers. Man, I'm going to feel good after the Chargers win this one. They deserve it. They may be having the most sad season of all time. Not sad in terms of performance, but sad in terms of results. Look at these games. They beat the Bengals by 3. They turn around and they lose to the Chiefs in overtime by a field goal. The Panthers sniped them at the end by 5. The Buccaneers sniped them at the end by a touchdown. The Saints sniped them in OT by 3. They beat the Jags. The Broncos sniped them in the end by a point. The Raiders sniped them in the end by 5. And the Dolphins sniped them in the end by 1 score. This Chargers team is so close. They're 2-7 and could realistically and reasonably be 7-2. They're 2-7 and could be 7-2. It's unbelievable how close they are under rookie quarterback Justin Herbert. Everybody's looking and talking about Tua. But Justin Herbert right now is doing some pretty damn incredible things. They are going to knock off the Jets this weekend, and he is going to get a well-deserved win. Green Bay at Indianapolis might be the game of the weekend. This Indianapolis Colts team is either going to get good Rivers or bad Rivers. And which one they get is a mystery until about halftime of the game. The Colts are 6-3 right now. They've got wins over the Titans, Lions, Bengals, Bears, Jets, and Vikes. But they dropped one to the Jags, and they dropped one to the Browns, and they dropped one in a big way to the Ravens. This team is bipolar as it gets. If you get the good Colts team showing up, Green Bay could have a fight ahead of them. Green Bay, by the way, right now 7-2, first in the NFC North, and if the season ended today, they would be the one seed in the NFC at this point. Their L's came to Tom Brady and his Vikes, and they also dropped a weird one to the Minnesota Vikings. They honestly should probably, at this point, be 8-1. They should be at 8-1 at this point, but they are not. However, they should be able to knock off the Colts, but I'm not touching the action on that game because I don't know what Phil Rivers will get. Why at 4:25, Dallas and Minnesota is a game that's getting played in primetime? I do not and cannot answer that question for you. Minnesota's going to win that game because Dallas is, what's the word? Bad. That's the word. Dallas is bad. So Minnesota will win that one. And we'll wrap it all up with Kansas City and Vegas. That one's interesting to me on a Sunday night football game. I don't know which way to lean in that game, to tell you the truth. Because, again, as we mentioned, another bipolar team, the LV Raiders. The Raiders have had some games that I thought they've had no business being in, and they've walked out with dubs. Kansas City, on the other hand, has let some teams that should not be in games with them take them all the way down to the wire. Remember, the Raiders have already beat the Chiefs once this year, 40-32 back in week 5. They've got the talent to knock them off. If they can get their playmakers going on the outside, running up and down the field, there's a chance that works out very well. This Raiders team had to go to OT with the Chargers. This Raiders team ended up in a scrap with the Panthers last week. It's a beatable Chiefs team. This is a Chiefs team. The Chiefs. This is a Chiefs team at 8-1 that I had as a shoe-in to the Super Bowl for the AFC. This is the most questionable 8-1 team that I can recall seeing. They're a good team. No bad teams make it to 8-1. But it is absolutely a questionable team at 8-1. An 8-1 team that I'm looking at and going, guys, there are L's left on the schedule for this Chiefs team. So there's your Sunday routine for the National Football League. Let's do this. I want to take a break because when we come back here in just a minute, one more time, thoughts on the Hugh Freeze scenario. Mark Ryan's getting blasted on Twitter. And though he did go one step further than I will go talking about Hugh Freeze, I want to try to explain why, despite his winning culture, Hugh Freeze is a guy that I absolutely forgive but don't trust. And I'm going to put it in real-life terms that most of us have gone through. See if it helps you understand where I'm coming from. That's next on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN. So, last weekend, South Carolina fires Will Muschamp. The search for a new head coach begins immediately, and immediately there are names being thrown out there. Top three, Jamie Chadwell, Coastal Carolina, Billy Napier down at Ooh La La, Louisiana Lafayette, and of course, Hugh Freeze at Liberty. And I came on the air Monday, and I told you, I will take Chadwell or Napier before I take Hugh Freeze. Mark Ryan did the same thing. And again, we don't collaborate on our takes before we come on the radio. We don't chat about what we're going to talk about. Now, we talk to each other after it's been talked about, but we didn't know we were both going to take that same position. Now, I want to clarify one last time, and this isn't going to be a lasting topic of conversation next week, I don't think. At this point, the opinion's been thrown out there. It is what it is, and if South Carolina decides to move in the direction of Hugh Freeze, then I hope that they have a guy that they can trust. But see, that is the operative word to me that comes into play here. It's trust. I'll tell you a little bit of a story from a number of years ago, back in my mid-20s. I was dating a girl that I met in the Florida Panhandle. And I legitimately thought, and, you know, again, 25, some of us get lucky, some of us don't. I thought I had found the girl I was going to end up marrying. Pretty girl, blonde, tall, long legs, funny, smart. And she got accepted to law school in New Orleans. She wanted to go to law school, become a lawyer, and she wanted to be a lawyer who would open up legal representation to underprivileged families. And she also decided that she wanted to live in New Orleans. Perfect for me. That's always been my final destination. Wherever I end up, I will end up retiring in New Orleans. Thought this is perfect. Well, I was hosting a job. I had just gotten promoted. I was doing the two-show thing. I was on a network that stretched from Mobile to Panama City, Florida, almost to Tallahassee. I couldn't go anywhere. So we decided, well, you know what? We'll do the long-distance thing. You go to law school in New Orleans. It's only 3.5 hours away. You know, every couple of weekends, I'll go there, you come here, whatever. And so we decided to do that. And it went pretty well the first year. Second year, her birthday rolled around. And it was also my mom's birthday. I don't remember if they shared the birthday or the birthday weekend or whatever. But anyway, my old man calls me. He's like, hey, I'm taking your mom over to New Orleans for her birthday. I want you to drive over. We're going to surprise her with dinner with the whole extended family on Saturday. For those of you who are younger, there was a point in time where we could all go to restaurants in large groups together in public. It was great. It was years ago, though. Anyway, so I go, okay, two birds, one stone. I'll drive over there on Friday. I'll take off on Friday. I'll drive over there. I'll show up. I'll surprise the girlfriend on Friday for her birthday. And then I'll be there Saturday to take the mom to dinner. So I drive all the way over there. I get the girl. She wanted a pair of Chuck Taylors in her college colors to wear. So I went and dug out and found her Chucks, and I brought them over there for her birthday. I got there, And when I got there, I rolled up to her apartment, and lo and behold, it was actually a, like a townhome setup, like a duplex. In her driveway is her car and another car, which is weird because you're only supposed to have one person in the driveway. We've already talked about it. Last time I was there, I had to park across the street. So I'm like, she's probably just got a study buddy over or something. Diesel, she had a study buddy over. Want to guess what subject they were studying?
Anatomy.
That is the correct answer. Ding, ding, ding. 5 points to Diesel. I walk in and I find that young lady that just hours before I had been thinking, you know what? She's worth the drive. She's the one, yada, yada, yada. In bed, unclothed, with another young man. I walked in, I announced my presence, and then I left because I didn't want to be there anymore, obviously. Anyway, the point is, deleted her off the social media, took her number out of the phone. I was done. I was going no contact. And then not but a handful of days later, she starts blowing up my phone, and I deleted her contact but could remember the number. She starts blowing my phone up. Never answered. Leaving voicemails. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. It was a mistake. It was only one time. I'm so sorry. And then a handful of days later, I get a phone call from a mutual friend of ours who's like, hey, she's really sorry. She's not doing great. Law school was kicking her butt. You know, she just did it out of stress, and she apologizes, and she'll never, and blah, blah, blah. Now, I called that girl a couple of weeks later, and I said, you're forgiven. I forgive you. I forgive you. I understand. You were under a lot of stress. Law school's kicking your butt. You got a lot of pressure on you and yourself. I get it. I forgive you. And she said, well, can we try to make it work? To which I said, absolutely not. Because while I do forgive you, and I hold no ill will, and I wish you the best, and I hope everything goes great for you moving out, I don't trust you. And I can't trust you, and I won't trust you. And even if it was only one time, I can't invest my time, of which there is only so much of it, into someone who I don't trust. So I forgive you. And I've moved on. And I'm not angry. And I'm not resentful. And I'm not going to go off the deep end. But I do not trust you enough to invest any more time with you. That is where people are coming from that are trying to tell you that Hugh Freeze is not the right guy for the South Carolina job. This girl was perfect for me. Perfect. Except for she couldn't stay out of bed with another dude. She was perfect. She was an attorney. She was blonde, smart, funny, tall, loved sports, loved college football. She was perfect. Except for, I couldn't trust her at all. But I could forgive her. And that's the spot that I'm talking about being in with Hugh Freeze. I don't hate Hugh Freeze. I don't have any personal issues with Hugh Freeze. Hell, I don't know the guy. Like, at all, I don't know the guy. But what I do know is that while it's very easy to forgive someone for me, I've done it a lot. It's easy for me to forgive. I don't care about Hugh Freeze's indiscretions. Hell, if Hugh Freeze wasn't married, I wouldn't care about the escorts and all that. I don't care. If hookers are your thing, go bananas. Live your best life. I am definition of libertarian when it comes to that. I don't want to have any say-so or concern about what other people do in their bedrooms. I don't care. I couldn't care less. The problem is that Ole Miss trusted you with their program to act a certain way. And you broke that trust. And as I was talking yesterday, and I won't out him, but I was talking yesterday with somebody who comes from a far more conservative area of thought than I do. And he said, I don't trust him either. And I said, well, that's funny. Why? And he said, because it wasn't just the escorts and the burner phone. It was how many levels. And I think, Diesel, you've said this too. It was how many levels of actions that Hugh Freeze knew were wrong did he have to go through in order to cover up what he was doing until he got caught, right? The escorts and the burner phone, whatever. It's when you're going through multiple actions that you also know are wrong in order to cover up the things that you know are wrong. That's the problem. Now, cheating is bad, okay? But to me, whether I'm right or wrong here is, I think, a subjective opinion. But there is a difference in a girl who got drunk and made out with a guy at the bar one night and comes home and immediately tells you what she did, and a girl who was sleeping with another dude, did it 8, 9, 10 times, covered it up, changed the name on the contact in her phone so when he texted it showed up as one of her friends' names, etc. That's somebody who knows what they're doing is wrong, and they are taking multiple steps to cover up what they are doing they are wrong. Now, maybe Hugh Freeze has got the slap in the head that he needed in order to realize everything he did was wrong, and I hope he has. But that doesn't mean that I have to choose to invest in him. I hope he's fixed. I hope he's better. Hell, if Hugh Freeze called me today and said, Rob, I'm working on getting better, and if you've got any thoughts or ideas on how I can continue to do it, I'd be willing to give the guy advice and help him out. Not that I'm a therapist. If you need help, go get professional help. There's nothing wrong about that. I would be willing to help out Hugh Freeze however I could. But I do not invest in Hugh Freeze. Trust is earned over time, and I need more time with Hugh Freeze. He has been at Liberty for not even a full season. I've known plenty of people who have cheated on their partners and moved on to a new relationship, and they're just the perfect partner. They help, they clean, they're a good partner, and everybody goes, oh, they've changed. It's so great. And they get invested in. And then later on down the road, once they've got everybody convinced that they're better, they cheat again. My old radio partner did exactly that. And the other aspect of it, that I hate this for Hugh Freeze, but it is what it is. I hope he's sincere. But the other aspect of it is, when he leans so heavily on the religious side of it, instead of the personal side of it, I know a lot of people who have used religion as a brace for their own character. I'm not saying that having religion is bad. Of course I'm not. Obviously I'm not. If you think that's what I'm saying, you're just looking for a reason to dislike me. That's not what I'm saying. No issue. The guy that I've spent the most time hanging out with as one of my newest friends here in the upstate is literally a preacher. No issue with it. But what I have found is that people are far less willing to challenge people on their improprieties when they wrap it up in religion. They're far less likely to get called out on it because nobody wants to be the guy that sounds like he's attacking religion instead of attacking the bad decisions and improprieties of the person in question. I told you about the radio host I used to work with who did exactly that. It opened my eyes in a big way. I'm not saying that's what Hugh Freeze is doing. There is a difference between forgiveness and investment, okay? Forgiveness and investment. I can forgive the gal who cheats on me. I am not therefore obligated to invest more time in her. There's a difference. South Carolina might look at Hugh Freeze and believe that Hugh Freeze is a changed man. He's redeemed, and that's all well and good. It does not obligate them to invest time and dollar bills into him. That is the difference. And it is something that all of us have to learn. It is one of the hardest lessons to learn, and just about everybody will. Whether it's in your romantic life, your personal life, your family life, you have had somebody that you have forgiven, but you have not wanted to place any trust or invest in them any forward. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's where we're coming from. It's not an attack on Hugh Freeze. I wish the best to Hugh Freeze. I hope he figures it out. I hope he gets his head right. I hope he comes out of this better than he went in. But that does not obligate me to invest in him. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. 3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Love to have you on board. Diesel guides us through Twitter Twitter trending topics. I can do this. We talk about what you're talking about around the Upstate next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill trending because your New Orleans Saints will be starting the prototypical Wildcat quarterback at the starting spot this week. And obviously Drew Brees out for a number of weeks with five cracked ribs and a deflated lung, collapsed lung. You ever had a cracked rib before?
No.
It is debilitating. It is immense pain. I've had one before. You cannot do anything without it. And when I say hurt, I don't mean like a dull pain in your side. I mean like feel like you're getting stabbed with a hot iron. It is ruthless and it is relentless. It does not let up. You cannot breathe. Like you master breathing like because you cannot take in a whole bunch of air. Moving hurts. It basically for me when I had it turned into wake up, move to the couch, and pick the spot you're going to be in because you're not moving for about 12 hours. when it's time to go to sleep, you are downing a bottle of NyQuil because you have to drug yourself to get through the pain to go to sleep. It is inescapable. He apparently played part of that game last week with two already cracked ribs, which I will never understand. I was worthless when I had mine. But Taysom Hill gets the nod over Jameis Winston. I will tell you this in advance. I suspect you're going to see a healthy dose of Jameis Winston out of New Orleans this weekend. I think this is a ploy, right? Jameis has been the name starter all week. They switch it to Friday, which means that they are hoping that Raheem Morris and the Falcons are going to go shift their defense to get ready for Taysom. I'll bet you Taysom starts, but Jameis ends up taking a majority of the snaps in this game. We'll see how it works out. It's a big test for the Saints on the road in Atlanta. By the way, real quick, you can play Taysom Hill as a tight end in your fantasy league. So if he is on your squad, place him in your tight end or your flex role, and you're going to get QB stats on top of his rushing and receiving stats. You're welcome.
Next up, Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo is trending for one of two reasons. I don't know which one it is, but for one of two reasons. So last night, Geraldo was on a Fox show called The Five, and it's a very conservative tilted show. And the host, the guy by the name of Jesse Waters, is trying his best as the Trump lawsuits fall one by one around the country to keep pushing that there has been election fraud. And Geraldo went off on him for what Geraldo called was basically lying. Then today, Geraldo suggested, because he needs to make good with the conservatives who watch Fox so that he doesn't get kicked off of that net. By the way, Fox's ratings are down like 40% since Trump started piling on them on Twitter. Geraldo suggested today that as a gesture of goodwill, we should rename the COVID vaccination the Trump vaccination so everybody could say, have you got your Trump yet, as a vaccination term. And let's say Twitter is not treating Geraldo well today.
Next up, Edward Norton is trending.
Edward Norton is trending. You mean the one-time Hulk actor?
Yes.
Edward Norton
yes.
is trending? Edward Norton is trending for reasons that I don't understand. So instead, I'm just going to say, and I assume Lonzo is going to shake his head yes in agreement, that the Edward Norton Hulk movie was better than it got credit for.
Yes, it was. It's actually, wasn't it? It was the first in the Marvel MCU that they tied into other films.
It was, but then obviously when they replaced him with Mark Ruffalo, they kind of, I mean, for the most part, they've by and large pretended that movie didn't exist. They've thrown a couple of little Easter eggs referencing it in movies after it came out. But yeah, for the most part, they pretty much pretend like that movie didn't happen. It was better than it deserved to be.
Next up, the Toronto Raptors are trending.
The Raptors are trending. Of course, you're defending, well, up until a couple of months ago, defending national champions out of the NBA. The Raptors are actually going to be playing their season, the beginning anyway, in Tampa, Florida, because Canada would not give them permission to play games. in Toronto. So the Raptors will be heading down south and playing their ball in the Sunshine State to start the NBA season. And look, it comes down to this. You want money? The season has to be played. It sucks that they can't play in Canada, but here we are.
Can we call them the Tarampa Raptors?
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Next up, Nicki Minaj is trending.
You know, you knew she was going to eventually be trending because Megan Thee Stallion put out a her new album either today or yesterday, and considering those two have a chance to go back and forth. And I'm assuming this entirely.
She's trending because she's putting out a docuseries about her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be on Diesel's must-watch list, I'm sure.
And your last topic is Black Lightning.
Black Lightning is trending. That is because Black Lightning, which was a movie that, or excuse me, a TV show that has been running on the CW, which has made some pretty solid superhero shows, have canceled Black Lightning after season 4. I have not watched it yet, but it is on the list. That's it. Y'all have a great weekend. I'll drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Thank you, soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guard, first responder, doctors, nurses. Can't do without them. Mark and Zoe up next for Offsides. Have a great weekend. Y'all see you back here Monday on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.